you know, not a lot of the guys do the 40 and the bench press and stuff, the kickers, yeah. I'm saying. Most of those guys, that's pretty important.
Well, what would your bench be?
You know, I'd probably get 225 eight or nine times, but I don't want to, you know, throw a shoulder out, you know. I don't want it to affect my punting.
Can you talk about that relationship with Chris that you have playing in the same city and just kind of going back and forth?
Yeah, we've been rivals, you know, on the field, but we had there was a great deal of respect mutually for us, and you know, he's a great kicker, and he's had some good games against us. We played each other for 4 years, so. It's nice that two specialists from the Houston area, you know, Houston and Rice, here at the Combine, represented well.
It's nice to see both programs are definitely heading in the same direction, really, too, with the success you guys have had in the last 2 years, both programs.
Yeah, Rice just won the Conference USA, and, you know, we just entered that new conference and did really well with a very young team. So the sky's the limit for U of H, I think. You know, we're getting that new stadium, too, so. It's really, really going to help them out.
You have a great punter on the Texans right in town to watch, and Shane Lechler. What do you think of Shane's game and kind of somebody you look up to?
Yeah, definitely somebody I look up to. You know, I've been to a couple Texans games, a Texas game this past year, and then when he played for the Raiders, me and my dad got tickets just so we could watch, you know, Lechler warm up. We got tickets behind the bench and, you know, just kind of like emulate him a little bit, and it's really great.
In your mind, what's the biggest personal change punting from the collegiate level to the NFL level?
I guess it's, you know, just you have to be more confident and just be able to, you know, be in comfortable situations when you're in high-pressure, you know, venues or whatever, and that's going to translate, I think. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's, you know, 100 yards long, 50 yards wide, and 11 guys on your side of the ball. You just got to go out there and execute.
What are some of the things you key in on this time of year? Is it like your get-off time? Other things you work on the fine tune?
Yeah, get off time's important here. You know, all the coaches are going to be having that, and that's really important, you know, because in college it's, you know, a little lackadaisical on special teams, I think, but, you know, games are won and lost in the NFL, so you got to have, like you said, you know, your get off time to be on point. Other than that, you know, it's a little bit different ball than the pro ball is a little bit different than the college ball, but, you know, fundamentally the same that I've always done the past 4 years.
Do you know what your get-off time is, on average?
You want it to be, you know, 1-3. You know, I'm somewhere in between the 1-2, sometimes 1-4, 1-4-5, but that's a good time.
Is that just repetition to maybe get it?
Like, yeah, it's repetition, and, you know, we have a new snapper that's going to be here, so I haven't worked with him before, and it's easier when, you know, you're confident in a snapper, and, you know, it's going to be there, and you're familiar with them and stuff, but it should be fine.